4. Reading comprehension. Read the following article.
Genetically modified foods, GM foods for short, are a source of intensive controversy. Some countries are calling GM foods the answer to world hunger. Other countries and organizations like Greenpeace have serious doubts about the safety of GM foods. But like them or hate them, more and more countries are turning to GM foods. Genetic modification means putting a gene of one living organism into another for the purpose of making that organism more desirable. For example, crops can be made to be more disease-resistant, stay fresh longer, taste better, and so on. The United States grows over two-thirds of the GM food in the world. 75% of all the food on the grocery shelves in the U.S. now contain GM ingredients. Japan and Europe require the labeling of GM foods, but the U.S. does not, which has caused trade friction. So far, no GM foods have caused health problems, but the long-term effects are still open to question. There is no denying that modifying plants and animals genetically works. Soybeans are more resistant to insects, ears of corn are larger, cattle are bigger, and so on. Then what is the problem? A common misconception is that scientists are totally against GM foods. They are not. What they are worried about is the lack of knowledge concerning the influence of GM foods on human health over time. GM foods are relatively recent, and scientific advances are far outpacing studies on their effects. For instance, the genes of a fish can now be transplanted into a tomato, but it will be years before we know how safe the new tomato will be to eat. Some scientists are predicting that food safety will be the single biggest challenge facing mankind.